My teenager is about to hit a huge milestone in her life, her first concert.
Hey, Maya.
Hey, Mama.
If you look behind me over here, there's something for you, and you get to open it right now.
Oh my gosh!
Girl, you're going to Harry Styles' concert in Los Angeles for your 14th birthday.
Thank you all so much for this. I can't wait. We've been doing all this late night talking about anything you wanna till the morning. Now you're in my
life. I can't get you off my mind. Hearing my daughter's anticipation ahead of her first concert brings back so many of my own memories. My first show was Prince. In a bathtub at the Sydney Cricket Ground in Australia. I still can't believe my parents let me go. This trip down memory lane got me thinking, I'm the new person at Here and Now, so what a good icebreaker it would be to ask my colleagues what their first concert was. And I start with the first person who greets me at the reception desk of radio station WBUR in Boston. You want to tell me what your name is, sir?
That would be Nathaniel Orivius Stringfield.
So, Mr. Nathaniel, I have a burning question for you. What was the first concert you ever went to?
The first time my mother took me to see James Brown. Ow! I feel good.
I knew that I wouldn't.
It was unbelievable.
So we're going to get you to sing for us. Mr. Nathaniel, the mayor of WBUR, can you give us a few James Brown lines?
Only that when I come to work every day, I feel good.
Do, 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 do. I knew that I would.
That's right. Especially getting through the pandemic here. Every bit of 2 years when I was here, it was just that lonely. And I did not know how much that had an effect on me personally. And for me, it was a mild depression, not having people come through the door.
I gotta say, the antidote to a mild depression is some James Brown.
Well, I kept that handy.
So I just walked into the WBUR conference room. This is where all the magic gets created and happened. And I have lucked out because the Robin Young is in the conference room all by herself. Robin, hello.
How are you? How are you doing?
So I'm good. And you know what I'm doing, Robin? I am asking everybody, what was the first concert they ever went to?
Oh, are you ready? The Weavers at Carnegie Hall in New York when I was a little girl. And then my first rock concert, I went to a Beach Boys concert out on Long Island. And then I went to see Cream at Hunter College in New York.
Just wait a sec, because cut to tape of the Beach Boys. Like, we all need some Beach Boys on the air right about now. They're all coming in, I know, for the 2 o'clock meeting. But you know what? We've just cut to the Beach Boys. Knock, knock, knock. Senora Executive Producer, Carlene Watson. You know what this is about, right?
Yes, you're going to ask me about my first concert.
And I have no doubt it'll be an amazing one that will make us all swoon.
Well, it will if you like Bob Marley. First concert, Bob Marley, Rainbow Theatre, Finsbury Park, London.
Wow.
The backstory is, all the time that I was growing up in Jamaica, my mother never would allow me to go to a Bob Marley concert because she thought that everybody was going to be smoking weed.
Which they probably were.
She was probably right. I actually don't recall people smoking a lot of weed at that 1977 concert, but what I do recall is that when the band started singing, I think it was Trenchtown Rock, basically the whole audience just got on its feet, and it was like a wave of people doing call and response with Bob Marley. It was amazing.